Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, Steve, here's a couple of wedding questions for you. RC in Texas says, I'm getting married at the end of June, and I slept with one of my fiancé's cousins. I did not know they were related until we had our engagement party a year ago. I've been dealing with the guilt, and I think I will feel better if I tell my fiancé what happened. The cousin said, although it was a big mistake, I would be more at fault because I cheated and it was with his family. I still want to clear my conscience. Should I tell?
No.
What'd you say?
It don't make no sense. To explain to me what that will do.
It will clear her conscience. Clear the conscience.
You're going to clear it.
Hey, dog, you don't need no clear conscience. Who told
clear
the you
room.
That? Hey, dog, let me explain something to you. My conscience, cloudy as hell.
And can walk right through it.
Dog.
You sleep well every night.
Dog, I be in bed and everything. Dog, my conscience, cloudy as hell. What makes you think you need a clear conscience? You better get rid of this stupid-ass notion, boy. You're going to go in there and tell your wife you slept with her cousin? For what? Because of your clear conscience. Dog, you know how many people live with a cloudy conscience? It's okay. Like, a lot of times, I don't even have one. I only have one some days.
Not only
some
days cloudy, I just don't have you don't one. Even have
one. My conscience, I don't need it every day.
Don't say a word.
Yeah. It's just a lot of days I don't even need my conscience.
You're so funny.
Clearly.
All right.
You need to stop this stupidity. You talking about clear your conscience. Now, you finna clear your conscience. You finna clear out your wife. You finna clear out your family. And she finna clear out your bank account. You go in there talking about clearing your conscience to tell your wife you cheated with her cousin. I can't tell you how much stuff gonna clear up.
To have a clean slate before they get into
closet.
The marriage. That's what it
you
is.
You don't need a clean slate when you get into a marriage. Stop this.
That's what
you can't tell everything. Who keep telling y'all that? What is this? We got to share everything. Who keeps telling y'all this information, man? If you want to have a successful marriage, shut your damn mouth.
That sounds crazy,
yourself.
Steve. That
keep
sounds crazy.
That sounds crazy.
Yes. If you want to have
so
a successful marriage,
let me
shut
ask
your mouth.
You three. If let me ask you three married people on this show a question.
Go ahead.
Honesty is the best policy. It's what we always say.
Uh-huh.
Now,
the word.
Have you told your husband everything about you. Everything.
No.
Hell no.
Huh?
No.
Carl?
No. Some stuff
Shirley.
I'm going to take to my grave. So.
Okay, cool. No, Shirley,
no, not just
no.
My mother told
Have
me.
Have you told your everything. Husband everything about yourself?
No, sir. That would be a no for me.
Now, let's ask the fool. And he a fool. Thomas Miles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you told your wife anything?
Not everything. Anything.
Hell damn no. Everything.
Dude, I got two caskets. One for me and one is for all the stuff that I'm taking with me. What are you talking about? No,
to
man.
Your grave.
You can't take it with you.
All this is the other stuff you don't know nothing about. I got to bury that too. You're not going to have that left. I got two plots. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Okay, so I get what you say about the honesty, but this is a relationship with your cousin.
Mm-hmm, the family.
They didn't know. They didn't know that they were related and when the relationship happened. So she shouldn't say anything or he shouldn't say anything?
Is this a guy or a girl? I got confused on that.
I don't give a damn.
Not sure, RC.
It's a man.
Yeah, RC. Oh, we
it's
don't
a man.
Know.
That
it's
slept
a man.
With his fiance's cousin. A year ago, did not know they were related and found out.
Okay, so it's a man.
Now he wants to come forward.
They should have told a year ago if they were going to tell.
So what is this tale for?
Now it's not the time.
Yeah. I mean, if they were going to. All right.
What is all this telling it? What is all that about?
All right. Listen, we got to go. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
If you wasn't in there naked, this ain't got nothing to do with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.